This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shridhar Ananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Tuesday, that is 1st of September. Well, Indian markets bounced back on Tuesday after falling more than 2% in the previous trading session, supported by a rally in telecom, healthcare and metal stocks. While Sensex rose nearly 300 points, the Nifty 50 reclaimed 11,400 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex rose 272 points to close at 38,900, while the Nifty 50 rose 82 points to close at 11,470. Now, the market bounced back despite weaker than expected GDP data for the June quarter, but India's factory activity grew in August for the first time in 5 months, which was a positive sign, and the auto sales also gave hope that things are likely to get back to normal soon. Now, global cues also helped the bulls to reclaim momentum while investors quickly bought the decline on Monday as most investors were waiting on the sidelines for a dip. Now, liquidity driven by the FII inflows in August has provided good support for the market in spite of general concern regarding high valuation in some of the sectors as well as stocks. That's what most experts said. Post the run-up that we've seen in today's trading session. Now, the market is expecting a slow uptick in economic activity, which has resulted in stock-specific moves where there is earnings visibility. Now, investors need to be prepared to handle volatility in the near term. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in telecom, metals, power, healthcare and capital goods space, while profit-taking was visible in IT and oil and gas sector. Now, in terms of broader markets, the mid-cap index rose 1.1%, while the small-cap index gained 0.5%. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Hindalco, JSW Steel and Bharti Airtel, while in terms of losers, Axis Bank, ONGC and Bharti Infratel were the top Nifty losers. Now, in terms of stocks and sectors, well, sectorally, the telecom index gained 3.8%, followed by the metal index, which was up 3.3%. The power index closed with gains of 2.5%. Now, profit taking was seen in IT index, which was down 0.9%, and the oil and gas index closed with losses of 0.4%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Bharti Infratel, Escorts and Bank of Baroda. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Ashok Leyland, Jindal Steel and PVR. Short buildup was seen in stocks like MGL, ITC and Voltas. And nearly 100 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high that includes names like Indiamar Intermesh, L&T Infotech, and Adani Green. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, telecom stocks were in focus. In fact, most of the telecom stocks ended mixed on September 1st after Supreme Court announced its verdict with respect to the AGR dues case. Now, Bharti Airtel rallied almost 7%. Reliance Communication gained 4%, whereas Vodafone Idea plunged 13%. Now, Adani Power stock jumped 4%. Escorts share price also gained around about 3%. Now, Biocon stock price jumped around about 7%. NTPC share price gained over 3% after the company said it would seek shareholders not to raise up to 15,000 crores. Now, let's also see how Nifty plays in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a long-legged doji kind of a candle on the daily charts. Now, it is critical for the Nifty to sustain above 11,325 for the next couple of sessions to retain bullish bias as bounce in the near term may remain vulnerable for a sell-off. Now, in case 11,325 is breached on a closing basis, then it will signal the resumption of the downswing with initial targets placed on about 11,100. Now, any pullback attempt into zone of 11,550 and 11,600 levels shall be encountered with the selling pressure. Now, traders are advised to make use of rallies to short this market with a stop above 11,700 on closing basis. That's what Mazhar Mohammed of ChartViewIndia.in said. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.